This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So it's Connor on Fun Kids, and I'm joined by my next big thing, Asha Knight. How are you? How's being stuck at home treating you? How are you finding the current climate? Strange times, eh?
It's really bizarre. It started off feeling a bit like a film, if anything, and then it became real as time went on. But I'm doing okay with it at the minute. I've just been focusing on myself and focusing on my music.
So did you feel at the beginning of all of this, a bit like me, that it was going to be like a new Netflix series and you was like the lead role, and then all of a sudden it was like, hold on a minute, it isn't a Netflix series, this is real life?
That is literally what I was talking to other people about. That is exactly how it felt to me. It was a bit of a boring one, to be honest, compared to what you see online, but I've been making the most of it and enjoying it, but it does feel very surreal still.
The kids across the UK that are listening to the show right now, we're constantly trying to remind them that it's a good time to, you know, engage with the family, keep busy, do things that you maybe haven't done before, maybe learn an instrument that you haven't done before. Have you found yourself doing some crazy things right now?
I have. So I've been really wanting to learn the guitar. So I started learning the guitar during lockdown, and I've been trying to learn something new every day, which has been challenging but fun.
Challenging but fun. How's the guitar going for you?
I'm still not very good at it, but I'm working hard at it, and maybe by the end of lockdown I might be able to get away with a song. Maybe.
That would be good to hear. Maybe you can come on and do a live session. So your brand new single, Without Us, is out. Sounding great. Absolutely love it. It says that you're one of your biggest inspirations behind the track, and the single itself was Taylor Swift.
Slightly, yes. I am a massive Taylor Swift fan. I think her lyrics and her music's just incredible, and it always changes, and it's always very true and something that I relate to constantly. So I wanted to bring that to my music.
If you're a person and you go, oh, I'm not really into Taylor Swift, you're 100% lying to yourself, because every single track she has got is different, and there's definitely a Taylor Swift jam out there that somebody is going to love, right? You can always find a Taylor Swift song you'll like in the end.
She's done country music, she's done pop, she's done like in-betweens, and she's had different rappers on, she's had everything.
So looking at your latest single, Without Us, what was your sort of writing process behind that? Did you feel like it was quite difficult to write a song like that? Like where did you sort of get the inspiration behind it, other than Taylor Swift, but as a personal songwriter, to produce a track that sounds the way that it does?
Basically, I've been working with these two amazing producers called Red Triangle for a while. And we just sat down and talked about my life, what I've been going through, the ups and downs of everything. And this idea of a song started to come out of it. They had this beat on the computer that they hadn't used, and they thought they would try it. And I said I really liked it. And next minute, one of them's got the guitar out playing along, and we're just having fun, singing along, making up random lyrics. And what came out of it was this song, and it was all based on experiences I've gone through and what they've gone through also.
And that's also led you as well, hasn't it, to be support acts for some massive names here. I'm looking and I'm seeing The Vamps, I'm seeing Boyzone, I'm seeing Steps. I mean, that must have just been phenomenal for you as an artist to be supporting acts of a name like that.
I've been really lucky to work with incredible people, and they've all inspired me to go forward and really work harder in my music, because I never thought I'd get to meet these people or be able to open up for them on stage, and they allowed me to do that, and they gave me tips, advice, and just, they've been great people to get to know. An incredible feeling.
It sounds like you are on the absolute up right now, Asher. It feels like you're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the moment. Are you excited for what's to come this year? I was thinking before this interview, I was having a little prep, and I was doing what I do as a presenter, thinking, what can I ask Asher? What's he been up to? And I was thinking, let me ask him, what is he going to be up to this year? But of course, this year right now seems like a bit of a blur to everybody, because nobody really knows what's around the corner. But for you in your music career, what do you think is around the corner? Maybe 2021. What can we expect from Asher Knight?
There's a lot planned. Even for this year, I've got a lot planned. I will still release the music. It's all finished and recorded, so it's ready to go to cheer people up. I'm aiming to do more touring, get to meet a lot more people that support me. Really just carry on with the positivity.
Mate, keep going with it. Yeah, it's really great to have you on Fun Kids. You have been my next big thing all this week. So that basically means, Asher, that me, Connor, thinks you're half good, mate.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm loving the tune. Asher, thank you so much for popping on to Fun Kids. Stay safe and enjoy your time whilst being stuck at home, and can't wait for your new music.
You too. Thank you so much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.